And it's great to have as our first guest this morning, live from the Caulfield Trainers Tower, Graham Begg, who's been here for about 4 years. And Graham, it's thinning out, isn't it, as we say farewell to Caulfield. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Yeah, no, certainly it's been thinning out for some months now, and it's getting down to the pointy end.
We've been talking to a few of the trainers over the week, and is it a little bit of a sad feeling for you and the guys as well? Because there's a lot of camaraderie here.
Yeah, absolutely. Originally I trained at Randwick, but I'd have to say that the camaraderie between the trainers at Caulfield are certainly much stronger than what I was used to before, and lots of banter and practical jokes and lots of stuff get thrown around. And, you've got to have a very thick hide, I'd say.
Was it a little bit of a baptism of fire when you came down here compared to what you were used to?
Well, I was very quiet, actually, very reserved. Actually, I've changed. Anyway, but it's all been good fun, and they're a good bunch of guys.
Is there a difference in the culture between Sydney and Melbourne? We see the two different states in the training ranks.
Oh, I think so. Most definitely. Yeah, no, definitely. Big difference. Sydney's, particularly coming from Randwick for a long time and growing up in that environment, very business-like. Yep. And, shouldn't say it's not professional here or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. But certainly, you can have a bit more fun.
And for you, how's the logistics, I should say, of the move? Because it's quite a big thing moving your stable to a brand new precinct.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going right down to the wire as far as everyone relocating, as far as, the new facility being finished. Mine's almost done now. They're just doing a few little touch-ups, but we've got the shavings in the boxes. And, early next week, that's when the move will be on.
And how many horses is it that you're moving over there?
We've got accommodation for 30 horses, so yeah, we'll have 30 in work at Cranbourne and be able to complement the Pinecliff outfit. So yeah, no, working very well.
And it'd be a nice way to farewell Caulfield with a couple of big winners on Saturday as well, wouldn't it?
Be absolutely ideal. We've had a good season. We had a pretty good spring. We were almost there with Nonconformist in the Caulfield Stakes, yeah. And ran a great race behind Incentivise in the Caulfield Cup. But we've had a great spring. Took me a little while to work Caulfield out when I first arrived up here. I was sort of second guessing myself whether I did the right thing moving here and everything like that. But once we got the gist of it all and worked it out and the horses started performing well, we got a bit of confidence and things have gone well.
Your horses race well everywhere, but probably when you were training in Sydney, you'd come down and perform brilliantly at Flemington. But since you've based yourself at Caulfield, this has been probably your dominant track with your best performances, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Surprising that, but the horses all race well here, and I must say the facilities are great to train. Well, they have been great to train from here. Obviously, with the signal of Caulfield shutting, it's been a little bit challenging because obviously, the club, and it's understandable, they're not going to put the resources into sort of the facilities like they would when it was, in full swing when Moods was training out of here and, the big stables. We've done a good job and they've done a good job to get through because, a few things are a bit tied, like the poly track, and, you can understand they didn't want to redo a brand new poly track when it was going to be shut and things like that. So we've got through to this stage and next week it's exit time.
Are you looking forward to the new chapter? Because it's a great training precinct, but gee, it's going to be a big group of horses at Cranbourne.
Yeah, certainly. That will be the challenge for everyone, I would think. But look, it's pretty diverse, the facilities there, as far as where you can work your horses. They've got the trails out the back and, there's a lot of people coming in and they will work at all different times. So look, it'll all balance out.
And you mentioned Nonconformist. How is he having a break?
Yeah, he's in great order. He's had a really nice break. We decided to put him out straight after the Caulfield Cup. And we've actually earmarked the Queensland Winter Carnival with him. He won't run in Melbourne at all in the autumn. He'll have one run in Sydney in the all-age stakes and then head on up to Brisbane, running the Hollandale, the Doomben Cup third up, and then into that QE2. Then he can have a bit of downtime up there and then gear up for the spring carnival next year. But, he's still evolving and we've still got a very lightly raced horse and he'll be going into his sort of, be a late five-year-old into a six-year-old. So, you know, he's still got a bit ahead of him as far as that's concerned. If he just improves that little bit more, like he did from his last preparation to this preparation, you know, he won't be far off them.
Do you think he's going to turn into a weight for age, 2,000 metre weight for age horse, or is it maybe another Caulfield Cup tilt next year? What's in the back of your mind?
Well, we just have to assess how he performs in, you know, the race like the Doomben Cup and that QE2. Yeah, he certainly could do because he did run a slashing race in the Caulfield Stakes. He got beaten a nose, so It was head down, head and head to the line. So just the bob of the head, he was in front past the post. But he certainly went to another level last preparation.
Well, we look forward to his return. But can you knock off another potential star short price favourite in the Zipping on Saturday? Because you've got your Bonnie Mare Luna Flair, who's had a great spring carnival, taking on the third place getter in the Melbourne Cup, who I think is about $1.60, Spanish Mission. What are you expecting on Saturday with Luna Flair?
Yeah, well, she's coming off a disappointing run last start. Look, she just got too far out of the ground, and Nash actually stole that race on warning. He just was able to dictate the race and up the ante when he wanted to, and then backed off, and then she just got lost sight of the bunny. But look, she's had a couple of weeks down at Balnarring Beach and had a nice break out of the stable and galloped beautifully at Sandown last week, and then she just had another bit of work yesterday morning on the course proper here, and she looks in great order. So 2400's right distance, should get the right surface for her on Saturday, and it's great to be able to have a runner in the Zipping Classic.
You've got an interesting runner in the Sandown Guineas here at Caulfield on Saturday, and that's Cardinal Gem, who's been really good its last couple of runs, and I don't know if you know, it's been backed off the mat this week the last couple of days.
Is that right? Funny thing, that. I think a few people have watched his last two runs, actually. He ran well in the Blue Sapphire and sort of got it well out of his ground, but made up nice ground in the run home, and his sectionals were good off that race. And then the other day at Flemington, the Amanda Elliott, he got out of his ground, probably got into a pretty awkward position, and his sectionals were really, really good and hit the line in great style. He was probably in the wrong part of the track that part of the day, but he ran very, very well. We earmarked this race some months ago when they decided to change things around, put the Sandown Guineas back to the end of November. So we felt that he was an ideal type horse to gear up for this race, and he's really trained on really, really well for Saturday's race. So we're looking forward to taking him to the races. He wants a dry surface. It's one thing we found out that horse early on. He's not that great on sort of, you know, anything worse than a soft five. So he'll get good ground come Saturday, and we expect him to run very well.
If he draws a gate, can he sit a bit closer?
That's the worst part of his racing style. He just doesn't begin that great, and he just takes a little bit to find his feet. And he just, in the big fields, he just gets himself in a bit of an awkward position, and he's dictated to in the race by other runners, obviously. But look, we'll just see how he comes out and try to have him as close as possible. But there's no doubt, ridden a little bit cold, and he has got a great turn of foot, that horse. And, you know, he's always shown us that he's certainly got a good couple of sectionals in him as far as his work goes and that, and race day. So hopefully we'll be able to utilise that Saturday.
Got a couple of runners today. Have we got an each way chance? Not My Rodeo is about $19, race five, and you've got a runner in the first, Ebony King, who was first up after only having one start, the son of Blonro.
Yeah, you never know. They've got little each way chances. They're both first up, both horses, so you know it's good to get a run under their belt. Not My First Rodeo. Look, if you looked at his form on paper, it looks pretty average, but he's actually improved a bit this preparation. He's the son of Pearson Stallone. So he's won a 2,000 metre race at Mornington, but we feel that probably he just runs that. But, you know, he's going well. Probably he could run in the money without surprising, and particularly with Josh Richards' claim, which is a big plus this day and age, getting 3 kilos off their back with a very accomplished rider.
Absolutely. Graeme, it's been good to catch up out here. You've got a lot of packing to do over the next couple of days for the big move. And we've asked a few trainers over the last couple of days, who's been the biggest pest in this trainer's tower? Is there an answer that you have?
I think the biggest pest in this trainer's tower actually vacated some months ago. A fella called Manny Galagotis. He left us some time ago, but he was the greatest pest of all time. He was actually a serial pest.
Oh, that's good. I heard it was a short half head with one of the guests I've got coming up a little later as well, who might have made a little return today.
Yeah, he's just making a cameo appearance, old Clint, so didn't want to give him up, but there was lots of banter between those two. It was good fun.
Good on you, Graeme. Good luck, especially in the zipping on Saturday.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.